Sari Wilson's debut novel, Girl Through Glass, evokes the hypnotic and sometimes savage beauty of the ballet world and the high price it exacts on the talented young dreamers who aspire to attain greatness at all costs. Wilson is a Pushcart Prize-nominated writer. She studied dance at Newbert Children's Ballet Theater at Carnegie Hall, Harkness Ballet, was on scholarship at Elliott Feld's New Ballet School. She performed with the Children's Ballet Theater and at college with the Oberlin Dance Company. Those youthful experiences have led to the novel Girl Through Glass. It is published by Harper, and we welcome Sari Wilson to the roundtable this morning. Sari, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Very nice to have you on the show. Very nice to have you in the region on Friday for this event. Give us a sense, given your experience with dance, of how you came to write this novel. Your first, we should note.
Yes. I like to say that it's my first novel, but I wrote it many times along the way.
Sure.
So I feel in a way like it's not quite my first novel. So how I came to write it, I had an experience as a childhood dancer. I studied ballet quite seriously when I was young, and then I left that world pretty suddenly, and I went on to become a writer. And as I sort of became more farther along in the craft of writing, I sort of started going back to my childhood memories of dance. And one day I sat down, I just wrote this section, which is now the first section of the novel, about these girls, these ballet girls who are putting on their tights and leotards and getting ready for class, like they're going out to battle. And I just thought that there was a lot in there, and I began to unpack it and unravel it, and I tried to make a memoir of it and tried to make a short story of it, and none of that worked. So over time, and it did take me a long time, I ended up writing this novel, which is largely fictional, but based on and set in a lot of the period of my childhood and some of the actual places.
This is 1970s New York City and the 1970s New York dance world. How peculiar was that to what we see today for a young dancer?
I think it was a very specific time and place, not just in the city's history and in the history of American cities, but also in the ballet world. It was the height of the Balanchine era. He passed away in 1983, I believe. And that was sort of when I left the ballet world. So when I was a little ballet girl in New York, he was alive, and it's hard to overstate the importance he had for everyone who was dancing then, and his aesthetic just really was dominant. And it's a very particular aesthetic, and it's a wonderful, he's a wonderful choreographer, but it was demanded a certain set of skills that certainly not everyone had. So I think it was a very interesting time.
What was it about the writing process? As you say, you don't even consider this your debut novel because you had made so many attempts, including short stories and other novels and memoirs. And so why do you believe it was so difficult to write about that time?
Well, partly because it was a personal journey for me, unpacking those memories and also trying to give them a voice in language, because they were almost purely physical memories. Not only were they from childhood, which is kind of much more of a sense time, a period when I think we live through our senses and much more in the moment, not narrating, or at least I didn't really narrate my life at that time, but also because the training of a dancer is about it's a physical experience. It's the training of the body. as a vehicle for communication. So to transfer that, some of that over into language was a kind of technical challenge, if I can say that.
Sure.
Yeah. So there was that piece of it, and then there were just the craft challenges of a novel, which is demands so many different skills than short stories, which I had been writing in graduate school and up until I attempted this. So I just felt that I had to learn a lot along the way.
We should note, and you note this, that this is not a novel about ballet. The setting is there, and it's certainly a setting that you are familiar with. But it's ultimately about a woman who is trying to get over the trauma of the past.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I was trying to write a kind of universal drama, I think, about that, which seems to me quite a broad question and something that probably most people can relate to. So the larger question, how do we recreate a sense of identity, or how do we recreate ourselves after a past trauma? And so I was very interested in exploring that. And I used, the sort of the crucible of the ballet world as a way into that larger question.
Let's talk about the two main focal points here. One being that girl Mira. How did this character become Mira? And tell us a little bit about her.
Mira grew out of my attempts to write a memoir about my dance experience, which I realized fairly quickly would not be very interesting because I was really like so many other girls at the time. I had some talent, and I did, ascend up the ladder to a certain degree in the ballet world, but my experience was really not unique. So as I became more interested in the material of this time and place, as a writer, I realized I needed to have a character who could inhabit, go places that I never went, for example, School of American Ballet, and actually have some kind of interaction with these Russians, these expatriate Russians, Balanchine and Danilova, and these sort of amazing figures from history, in order to do what I wanted to do with the novel. So I think it was an organic process. I'm making it sound more analytical, but really it was an organic process of this girl sort of emerging out of those my desires as a writer to re-encounter this material. And then she sort of took over, and she led me as I wrote her storyline, which I wrote first. And after I had finished writing her storyline, I realized the book wasn't finished. And, I at the same time, I started getting this other voice, which is sort of how it comes to me, these voices. And this was a different voice, a first-person voice, a very adult voice, kind of angry and bitter. I didn't know who she was, and I started following that voice. And that she became Kate.
Kate is a dance professor and historian. Do you think that in some way it's the the angel and the devil on your shoulder talking to you?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way, but quite probably.
Hmm.
There is a dialectic there, certainly. This kind of light and dark, and I guess we could use the terms good and evil, though. I was interested in the complexities of that. I didn't want anybody to be purely bad or purely good. More of a complex portrait in which, like, numerous truths could be possible, that sort of that the dance world or the ballet world at that time could be a beautiful place and also a very dangerous and damaging place. Yeah.
As I mentioned, you are going to be coming to Saratoga to talk about and sign the book, which in some way is returning to the scene of the crime. You were at Yaddo for a while writing the book.
Yes, I was.
So what is it like not to be under lock and key and to be to be able to roam free in this paucity?
Yeah, I think it's very meaningful to me to be returning to Saratoga Springs. Yaddo was a very important place in the writing of this book. I had just had a child when I was at a certain point when I was writing the ending of this novel, and I managed to be offered a residency at Yaddo for 2 glorious weeks. I went there, and they took care of me, and they fed me, and I was very productive. I feel an enormous debt of gratitude to Yaddo. Also, I was at Saratoga Springs at a ballet camp when I was a young teenager. So I've been there twice in these different guises, and it feels very, very meaningful to be back and to be invited to read from this novel, which, yeah, I guess it's grown out of a number of experiences, but Saratoga Springs has has been part of that.
This gets back to an earlier question of the specificity of that 1970s dance world. But is, given what is happening now in the dance world, is this anything that you would want for your daughter?
It's such a complex question. I mean, I feel very encouraged by the conversations that are happening in the dance world and the ballet world now. They seem really wonderful, overdue, you know, talking about body image, talking about race, talking about, you know, the ballet world. The ballet training is all about encountering an ideal form, right? And defining an ideal form and then trying to ascertain that, you know, with the human physical form, which is almost impossible, but that's why we love ballet. I mean, there's something very noble about this pursuit that appeals to so many people, maybe especially young girls. And so to be having this conversation about, like, what is that form that we are trying to attain? You know, what is this about? In some ways, it's a very romantic idea. I think it's so important, and it's so I feel if my daughter would want to study ballet, study dance, I feel really encouraged about the kinds of changes that are taking place in that world.
Well, the name of the novel is Girl Through Glass, and Sari Wilson will be at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs this Friday at 7:00 for a reading and signing at Northshire in Saratoga at 7:00, northshire.com, northshire.com for more information. Again, the title of the novel is Girl Through Glass. It is published by Harper. Sari Wilson, thank you very much for sharing with us, and we look forward to having you in town.
I look forward to being there. I'm excited.
Great pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the novel is Girl Through Glass by Sari Wilson. It is published by Harper. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.